This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ready for some winter weather. We've been talking about it for days now. President Zelensky from the Ukraine expected to address Congress and meet Biden in what some are calling a risky visit to D.C. And the House committee report finds that Trump was not properly audited by the IRS as a president, and supposedly some of his taxes are going to be released. But what will that show? Plus, it's going to be heavily redacted. Hey, my name's Kate Delaney. I am in a place where weather is expected to be warm and almost tropical, but it's not. It's very, very cool in the 30s and low 40s. Some of you are laughing who are listening to this show because you're in places where the wind chill feels like 5 below. Expect that to continue. As we know, snow, wind, crazy rain, and insane weather is happening right now across a big swath of the U.S. The key thing here is that major airlines are already offering waivers because they know they're going to have cancellations and delays en masse. And when you get hit in Chicago by massive snow, when you get hit in places in the East Coast by enough snow, you have delays. You have lots and lots of delays. Once you get outside of the Midwest is what now is being said, is you're going to see the temperatures really drop to maybe up to 30 degrees from one day to the next as the storm is going through. So pre-Christmas traveling, a lot of that is happening right now, whether you're driving or you're in the air. Most of the eastern U.S. in the days leading up to Christmas are just going to be a big mess. There'll be a lot of delays flying in and out of the East Coast, and probably it may affect the West Coast, too. Remember, it depends on where a plane comes from. So blizzard conditions from Thursday into Friday, a lot of travel headaches, that part of the Midwest that we're talking about, Missouri, northern Missouri, parts of Iowa, parts of Wisconsin, parts of Illinois. You may be used to the weather, but traveling in it and trying to get where you're going could be really, 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 really tricky and very, very, very cold. I'll tell you one thing. If I was taking a long trek, let's say from anywhere, I used to live in Nebraska. Let's say you were in Scotts Bluff, Nebraska, and you had to go through Fargo and then further up north. You know, that's one of those situations where you definitely want to have one of those special go bags. You know, the hand warmers you can get. I use them in New York, and they're amazing. It's like heat in your hand. I don't know how, they don't cost that much even. You go to any sporting goods store, get them, and you use those suckers, and that's a good thing if you get trapped somewhere or you just need to warm up your hands, lots of water, that kind of stuff. Make sure you have them in your car because people are getting trapped on highways. And when you get trapped on highways and it gets super, super cold, how many blankets do you really even have in that car? Do you just jump in the car, throw your bag in? I'm guilty as charged. I do that all the time. But if you're in a place where you're getting that bad weather, don't risk it because you may get stuck behind something, some sort of system that you're not expecting. I mean, look, they're already talking about the blizzard could affect the Bears and the Bills, and it's going to be incredibly cold. The Saturday game at Soldier Field, gusty winds, like I said, snow coming. Can you just imagine what that, you know, will ultimately be like? It's not going to be comfortable for those players, that's for sure. All right, let's talk taxes for a second because we keep hearing this. The entire time Donald Trump was president, we kept hearing about his taxes. Before he became president, we kept hearing about, are you going to let us see your taxes? Are you going to show your taxes? And the answer was, no, they're being dealt with. It has to be dealt with, all that stuff. So now the House Ways and Means Committee said they're going to release the former president's tax returns within days and assert that the IRS failed to properly audit the former president's taxes while he was in office. And they're also releasing a report, and they did release part of that anyway, that detailed 6 years worth of the former president's tax returns, including his claims of annual losses that significantly reduced his tax burden. But supposedly a lot of this will be redacted. So what are we going to be looking at when we look at those taxes, right? There were examples that were given, things that were carried forward for years to zero out tax liabilities, and I guess we would see that. A spokesperson for the former president accused House Democrats of playing politics for moving to release his tax returns to the public, and in fact said, a spokesperson said for Donald Trump, if this injustice can happen to President Trump, it can happen to all Americans without cause. What will we see? What will we know? Who knows at this point? It'll be released, but I'm predicting, you know, those long black lines that will X out a lot of what you might be trying to glean from the records. So President Biden and President Zelensky are planning to meet in Washington for the Ukrainian president's first foreign trip since the war began, believe it or not. He's already on his way to Washington, and it's his first visit since the Russian invasion began in February of this year, his first trip outside. The visit to the White House is the key piece that has to be finalized, because, of course, they have to have, you know, Biden is announcing an additional $1.8 billion in security assistance to Ukraine during the expected visit, which is a boost in aid. And what kind of conversation will they have? It'll be interesting, because mostly it's going to be about what is being supplied to Ukraine. I'm certain of that. And this is pretty significant if you think of when the war started and how long this has gone on. The Ukraine has been calling for the U.S. to send advanced long-range missile defense, long-range air defense systems, because they're highly effective at intercepting ballistic and cruise missiles. And this is now on the heels of a barrage of Russian missiles and drone attacks that have destroyed some key infrastructure across the country. So what does Zelensky have in mind? Who knows? But it is a first since the invasion, believe it or not. I mean, certainly communicating, but actually being there in person is a whole lot different. Let's put it that way. All right, Christmas songs. You hear them everywhere you're going, even if you celebrate Hanukkah or some other holiday. If you're in any of the big box stores, you're certainly hearing them, but you're hearing them on the radio, and you're hearing them in the mom and pop shops, too. Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas, it must be on a continual loop everywhere. Every time I hear her song, I just think, that's more money she's getting. Oh, that's some more money she's getting. And every time I get in the car, I hear it at least once. But favorite Christmas songs, we're going to ask our technical maestro his, and I have a few of my own, too. So think about those Christmas songs. What do you really, really like? Are you dreaming of a white Christmas?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
All right, Mariah Carey just made some more money. She makes a ton of money, millions, when that song is played. There's something catchy about the tune. A lot of people like it, but now, for goodness sake, it is played so much. It is ridiculous. So we're talking about Christmas songs, the ones that you like. And we invite Jeremy Paulson to partake in this conversation. I asked you to pick out your tops. And what are your top Christmas songs?
You said top five songs.
Yes.
And I did a lot of research, and I have a lot of call-outs.
Let's hear them.
So for, like, sad songs, I mean, Silent Night, Last Christmas, Oh Christmas Tree. I mean, those are, like, some great
songs. I love it. Yes.
And then for, like, rocking songs, you got Rockin' Around Christmas Tree, you got Jingle Bell Rock.
Like, I like Jingle Bell Rock, yeah.
Yeah, and then classics, like I loved Three Kings.
Me too.
Such a good classic.
Yes.
And then what's better than one day of Christmas but 12 days of Christmas?
12 days of Christmas. You know all the words to that, right?
No.
You don't?
No, I do. I'm just but my fifth song would be this.
It's the holiday season, and Santa Claus is coming.
Which I know no one probably even gets.
I like that song. So that'd be my fifth. I like that. It's good.
Yeah, it's a good fifth, I thought.
Yeah, it's good. It's different because you're right. People hear that song, but they don't overhear it.
Yeah, I'm trying to do difference here. Like,
yeah.
I don't want the same old, same old.
Yeah.
Number four.
The weather outside is
I like that. Nice.
Yeah, that definitely would have to be my fourth, you know. Classics.
It's classic, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Number three, which I know you'll like this one, because this is one of yours.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
You. Nice. I like it.
Everyone likes that song.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Number two.
Bam-bana. I love the song.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I...
Sweet. Was that Michael Blue Bay?
Yeah.
Oh, I love him. Oh, he's so good. It's between him and Harry Connick for me.
Yeah, they did justice to those songs, I think.
Yeah, they did. They did.
And then my number one song, which is probably the film in me, you know, because it's synonymous with a film.
Right.
The greatest Christmas movie of all time, my opinion, though, of course. That Christmas Vacation is my number one song.
I like it. I mean, it's different. I didn't expect that to be your number one song, but it's good.
I love that movie.
Yeah, impressive. I am impressed, Jeremy Paulson. I agree on your choices. I like them. By the way, on the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me a partridge and a pear tree. Did you know that?
Yes.
Then it was two turtle doves. Because you got me thinking about this. Three French hens. I had to memorize this as a kid. And you know how you have to keep calling them out again, right? That's the whole thing. I think it's a memorization thing. Four calling birds, right? That's the other one. Oh, what's the fifth? Five golden rings. Six geese a-laying. Seven swans a-swimming. Eight maids a-milking. Nine ladies dancing. This part gets easier then. 10 lords a-leaping. Right.
I always thought it got harder later. Yeah, it's easy in the beginning, and then it gets up there. I'm like,
11 pipers piping. What is that? And then, of course, the one I like the best, 12 on the 12th day of Christmas, 12 drummers drumming. And then the partridge and a pear tree. When you were a kid, did you have to do that? I don't care what school you go to. You didn't? Oh, my gosh. I think they make you memorize this. I thought they made every kid everywhere in America, no matter what your accent, where you lived, having to memorize the 12 days of Christmas. We had to do it. I had to do it in Jersey. I had to do it in New York. It was ridiculous. Memorize these lyrics or you don't pass.
I just remember everyone taking that song and making new lyrics, like funny, jokey stuff.
Right. Do you like the little drummer boy? I like that song. Little drummer boy.
Yeah, didn't make my list though.
Yeah. Yeah, I like your list. You don't like I'm thinking Step into Christmas, Elton John. Step into Christmas from the 70s. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Right? You know, the most popular songs change because they go by how much they can track playing. But, like, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow is... That came out in 1945 and has been done by a lot of different people. That's huge.
Yeah, there's so many I could put on there. There's, like, Merry Christmas, just Merry Christmas itself.
Yeah. Yep. Holly Jolly Christmas.
Yeah.
Right?
Blue
that's
Christmas.
Been around. Blue Christmas is good. Elvis's rendition is good of that.
Yeah.
I like, a song I like came out in 1951, but has been done by a lot of people. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Yeah.
That's a good one, too, right?
Yeah.
I think if you're a top artist, especially if you're like you put in Michael Blue Bley, if you have that kind of voice, and you're a crooner, you definitely, but lots of rock stars have done, you definitely have to do Christmas songs.
Mommy There's something kissing about, Santa Claus?
Yeah. Mommy kissing Santa. Who comes up with this? Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Yeah.
Right? Remember that song?
Feliz Navidad.
Yeah, Feliz Navidad is popular. That gets played all the time, too. You hear that a lot. There are better songs than Mariah Carey's song, I think. It's just that the lyrics, something about that gets played a lot.
Yeah, I had to play that song first because I knew probably get scrutiny about, you know, you can't have, that's not on your top five.
It's not your top five.
Top five.
Yeah, and there's Jingle Bells, yeah, One Horse Bell. Open Sleigh,
Old
Joy
Holy
to
Night.
The World. Yeah, Silent Night, yep. Holy Night, blah, blah, blah. We Wish You a Merry Christmas. That's a good one. I like that one, too. That's good. Boy, there's so many good songs. Well, you did a tremendous job. I like your top five. I'm going with you. I'm just going to jump on your bandwagon.
I like
them.
Mellow, like, just cheerful songs.
Yes. That's what Christmas is supposed to be about, right? The holidays
are
supposed to lift our spirits.
Super sad-y ones, like,
lift us.
You know.
Lift us up. Give us the rocking around the Christmas tree, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, those two, the rocking around Christmas tree and Jingle Bell Rock was so hard not to put on there.
Right,
I like those
exactly.
Songs, but I like my top five. I'll stick with my top five.
Yeah. All right, very good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So it's interesting. Jeremy did a great job with that, and he let us hear little bits of those. And the other part of this whole Christmas song thing is you may like different renditions of it because a lot of these old songs, of course, that are famous get sung by all kinds of different artists. Like I was just listening the other day. I was with, like, my favorite aunt, and I was listening to the Christmas songs that she had. And she had programmed a whole playlist of things. And she had Josh Groban, who I'm thinking, Josh Groban, I mean, he has a decent voice, but some of the songs that he did, some of his Christmas songs, like Believe, really, really good. I just didn't realize that. And even Shania Twain has done some of them really well. And Celine Dion. Like, I sometimes don't even recognize it. Ariana Grande has a good Last Christmas. You know, Last Christmas Ariana Grande song is really, really well done. So, put you in the Christmas mood. What are your top songs? Send me your ideas. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The Democratic-led House Ways and Means Committee is approving a motion to release material regarding the tax returns of former President Trump to the House of Representatives. The move will clear the way for the material to be made public, although it is unknown when they will be seen. Personal information will be redacted from the docs. The White House is formally asking the U.S. Supreme Court to deny efforts to keep Title 42 in place. However, it is also asking for a delay until next week if the request by multiple states to keep it in place is denied. The Trump-era public health rule allows border agents to expel any immigrant over COVID concerns. Actor Hugh Jackman says playing Wolverine in the upcoming film Deadpool 3 won't mess with the timeline of the movie Logan. It was a shock when it was announced Jackman would be sporting the metal claws once again because the character died at the end of Logan in 2017 and was widely considered the actor's swan song with the role. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We go to the UK for a conversation with Pete Smart. His book and his wife's book and her legacy and what she leaves behind can help so many people listening in this audience and beyond this audience. The name of the book is 1 in 100, Living with Bipolar. Lorna Smart lived with bipolar. She lived such an interesting life. In the brief conversation I was able to have with Pete, I can't wait to introduce you to him. He's in our virtual green room. Pete, thanks so much for coming on.
Yeah, hi there, Kate. Thanks for having me on.
I think it's so important to tell Lorna's story and your story, how you met and what happened. But first, that title, 1 in 100. Tell me about that statistic that she found.
Yes. When my late wife, Lorna, was researching this book, she discovered that it's estimated 1 in 100 people throughout the world suffer from bipolar disorder. So that's where she got the title, 1 in 100.
And where did you meet each other? How did you meet each other?
Yes, Lorna was diagnosed with bipolar disorder in the year 2000, and she had several stays in hospital, but there was also a local mental health support group. I suffered from, or still suffer from, post-traumatic stress disorder and anxiety and depression disorder, and we met at the local mental health social group. Lorna was in and out of hospital, but we went out a few times in 2002, but then we really got together in 2009, and to cut a long story short, we got married in December 2010.
And there were some great moments. I mean, Lorna sounds like she was such a smart, fun woman.
Yeah. Yes, that's what I like. One thing I really liked about Lorna, it was the fact that whatever she was doing, she'd throw herself in 100% into what she was doing. Great.
And just like this book, she threw herself into to writing this book. And why did she want to write the book?
Yeah. Well, having spent time in hospital and then trying to sort out recovery, she realized that you need a bit more than just what the doctor does and the psychiatrist and the tablets. So she researched bipolar through books and online and came up with ideas that can help everyone who's got bipolar and also people who know people who've got bipolar that gives them a better understanding. Quite a lot of the things are fairly obvious, such as seeking help, taking the tablets, relaxation, and talking to people, healthy lifestyle for a better health. And also one thing from Lorna, she never gave up. She just carried on. And in fact, in her life, she suffered from quite a few things. She had the bipolar diagnosed in 2000. She was also insulin-dependent diabetic. Then she suffered from sleep apnea and had to wear a mask at night to help breathe. And then, unfortunately, in 2020, she was diagnosed with primary tongue cancer and secondary cancers in the mouth and neck. But whatever came her way, you know, she used to adopt a positive attitude. One of the things she said about the cancer almost every day was, "I'm going to beat this every day." She had a very positive attitude, and whatever it was that life threw at her, she just carried on. She just accepted it and carried on.
And unfortunately, when she got diagnosed with cancer, we were going through COVID, and as you mentioned to me off the air, your area got particularly hit hard, right?
Oh, that's right. Yes, sorry. We'd been told by the consultant surgeon that he should be able to take all the cancer away for her, but it would be a series of four small operations in total, making 8 hours. And we were just waiting for a date. And he sent us a letter to come in and see him, so we were both thought, oh, great, we're going to get the operation, everything's going to be okay. But unfortunately, as you said, COVID was rampant at that time, March 2020, and Lorna was being treated at the Leicester Royal Infirmary, and Leicester was the number one hotspot for COVID at that time. So her operation was cancelled, and then she was sent down the line of radiotherapy. Unfortunately, in a second series of radiotherapy, she picked up a chest infection and then passed away quite suddenly.
Yeah, and for you, and I think for the world, she left behind this wonderful book as a clue as to what so many people are dealing with and to what you can do. And you've talked about some of the things that she's mentioned in the book. What do you think, Pete, people don't understand about living with bipolar?
Well, if you haven't experienced it yourself and or lived with somebody with it, it's very difficult for people to understand at all. I put in the chapter I wrote on living with Lorna. I based it on the famous poem by Rudyard Kipling, If. And he says, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run. And I use that as the title for that chapter. And in there, I explain that sometimes Lorna would be so depressed and tired or suffering from the side effects of the medication, not having slept well. And sometimes she'd only fill the unforgiving minute would be probably about 3 or 4 seconds of distance run. But the opposite side, when she was in one of her manic states, she could probably fill the unforgiving minute with about 240 seconds worth. I couldn't keep up with her when she was manic. The amount of stuff she used to get through, and she often did a lot of her writing when she was in a manic state. Quite a few famous people have had bipolar, including
Carrie Fisher. You think of Princess Leia and Star Wars, Kurt Cobain.
Kurt Cobain, and then Vivien Leigh, the famous actress from Gone with the Wind.
Yeah.
And Van Gogh is believed to have had bipolar. Famous Englishman Stephen Fry.
Yeah,
he's had that, and he's been on a TV program, and he says that he doesn't mind his manic periods because that's when he's most creative.
Yeah. Tell me about your chapter in the book, because Lorna put the book together, but her daughter also participated in this afterwards. You did too as well. Tell us about what you've put into the book.
Yeah, well, chapter 13 is living with Lorna. So that describes what it's like living with her day by day. I think I've got a bit here.
Yeah, and every day, as you said, every day is different. Keeping up when one of her manic episodes is different from a normal day. And you loved her, and obviously she had many great qualities that we talk about, which is to the point to the book, 1 in 100, that so many people are carrying this around, and a lot of times people have no idea.
Yeah. I put this down. When Lorna has one of her many down days, either because of the illness or side effects of medication, she can only lie in bed until she has had enough rest and starts to feel better. And since living with Lorna, I've begun to appreciate the loneliness and isolation that goes with her bipolar. She spends so much time on her own when she needs extra rest or sleep. I find that hard to cope with. I have at least 4 separate circles of friends. So I feel really sorry for Lorna, because sometimes the only person she sees for days on end is me, which is quite depressing.
Yeah, and it's such a good point as to what she needed to do was rest and sort of drop out, which is what you hear a lot when it comes to people who are dealing with bipolar, to your point of getting rest, being healthy, food that you eat, all that goes into it. The book is called 1 in 100 Living with Bipolar. We're speaking to Pete Smart. Lorna Smart is his wife. She wrote this book, and it's out there in the world. Unfortunately, we lost Lorna a couple years ago, but it's wonderful that she left this behind. You can get it on Barnes & Noble, Amazon, wherever great books are sold. What do you hope people take away from reading this book, Pete?
Yes. I did go into 3 of the things. Better understanding of bipolar, what you can do to help yourself. There are 11 chapters on that. And never giving up.
Oh, and never giving up. Okay.
But you're not alone. That's another thing. So all those famous people we just mentioned, there's quite a few mentioned in the book. So lots of other people have the bipolar disorder as well.
Yeah.
Three words to describe what happens is patience, resilience, and hope. So there's
patience,
those three.
Resilience and hope. I love it. That is a perfect place to end this. Pick up the book, 1 in 100, Living with Bipolar. Pete Smart, thank you.
Yes, thank you very much, Kate.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This time around on Author's Corner, pleased to welcome to the show David Porter. His book is called The Trial, and the trial is based on true events. David, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
So tell me what led you to write this book.
Well, there was a lot of different things. Mainly, I felt that it was therapeutic to write about such a traumatic event.
Yeah, so tell us about the event so everybody knows what the book's about.
The book is about a defendant going to trial, but it is seen through the eyes of the defense, which is something that you really rarely see in television and movies.
Boy, that's true. So tell us about the actual event and what led the defendant to the position that the defendant was in.
Well, that part is actually not even discussed within the book as far as what led the defendant to be on trial.
Uh-huh.
And stuff like that. It's just about the different emotions that happens within the while hearing the case and the way that the prosecution, their version of events versus what really happened.
But the version of events, the defendant was on trial for attempted murder, right?
That is correct, yes.
Yeah, so that really paints the picture then. That means that, you know, if it's me and I'm on trial for attempted murder and you're seeing it through my eyes, imagine what that would be like, especially if I'm innocent and I'm watching it all unfold around me and I know that I'm fighting for my life. So describe, if you say it's a different point of view from the defendant, what is that like for the defendant? What are the emotions that the defendant feels? Take us inside that as it would make us really want to read this.
Well, it's just like anything else. Your confidence goes up and down. I mean, because if you're talking about attempt murder, you can, this is some serious time that you can face, you know, behind bars.
Yeah.
And because that's, depending on what state you're in, that can be, you know, 10, 12 years.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you, and juries can be unpredictable, as it is with any other parts of nature that's completely out of your control. So when you have, when you're putting your faith completely in someone else's hands, in this case, that would be the jury, you do have that moment of, what if this doesn't go the way that I thought it would or hoped it would? So you do have to mentally prepare yourself for the worst case scenario.
Yeah. And in dealing with what's the worst case scenario, I mean, how long are you dealing with that? And in the book, what does that length of time feel like?
Yeah, that's kind of a weird thing because in real time, that can be a matter of minutes. But when you're going through it, it can seem like hours. Especially that time in between when the case is over and then they put the jury in the back and then you're waiting on the jury to come back with a decision. That can be, you know, the longest part of your life, that not knowing of what can happen next.
Yeah, hashtag minutes seem like hours, and we won't reveal the ending of it, because of course that's one of the big surprises. But what about dealing with a lawyer? What about, you know, putting yourself in their hands too, because it's the jury? But if you're a defendant, you have someone defending you, so you have to trust them.
That is also true. You do have to trust the lawyer. And if you think about everything that's going on in society today, when people talk about public defenders versus paid lawyers, and how they say that there's a discrepancy in the law and how well defendants are represented in court, that is also a very big issue, because there is a time there where you think that the lawyer may not have your best interests at heart.
Yeah. What do you hope people take away from reading the trial?
There's a few things. One, that defendants are human too. They also go through emotions. This is a situation that anybody could necessarily find themselves in. And
yeah,
that the criminal justice system and the way the courts and things are set up, is not something that everybody sees, but it's something that is a part of our society, and it is something that we should think about.
So looking at how it's set up and the length of time it takes and how people get attorneys and just everything from A to Z in between.
Yes, because you know, on TV, a lot of that stuff is distorted and seems to happen very quickly, but that is not the case at all.
All right, so for you, after writing the trial, will you write another book?
Never say never. I am always open to writing another book and doing more and more different things and bigger things.
Yeah. Interesting. David Porter, this, when we look at the timeline of this, does it take us from the very beginning of what happened to the very end?
It just takes us through the court part. So
yeah,
it is after the jury had been selected and the judge is ready to start the case.
Wow. All right. Through the eyes of the defendant in this book, The Trial by David Porter, you can get it wherever great books are sold. Of course, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. David, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You know, it's interesting in listening to David, who didn't give us a lot of details of, you know, gave us the broad details of what it would
be like to be defended. And what he's saying is, hey, there's not anything from that perspective. And I thought about that when we had an off-air conversation, and I remember, he's right, what you see on TV. I remember being a kid and watching L.A. Law with my mom and seeing that you see the process, right? And you really don't see so much from the, even in Hollywood, you don't see very much from the defendant's point of view. I mean, what is that like to suddenly be thrust into the legal system at any level? I mean, here we're talking about attempted murder, and then you're in the court, and you're in the court system, and you go through what happens to you when you have, you can't afford huge legal bills, so an incredible attorney, because they always talk about that, right? Who's the attorney? You get what you pay for. And then how that's handled, and then what it's like to be in front of that jury and the judge, and day and day and nights and going through that. And especially, like I said, imagine if you are innocent, or there are facts in the case that aren't known that could really swing something either way. And it really is life or death in this case. That and I say death because, poof, you know, imagine that you're sitting there and you're behind bars, and you know that it's not playing out the way that something happened, or it's not playing out the way you didn't do it, but you're in the thick of it. So looking at it through the eyes of the defendant is got to be a scary thing. And it is scary anytime anything legal happens, as we know. That's why, you know, that's one of those great fears. I'm reading a book called Courage that reminds me of what David's written from the defendant's point of view, and they talk about the fear, you know, the fear of what are the things that you fear. And this is high up on that list, fearing that suddenly you find yourself where you have to defend yourself. And it really comes down to you. You can have all the people in the world pulling for you and giving you even advice on the sidelines, but they're not in your shoes, and they're not dealing with what would that be like to, as he said, to put your, you know, put everything into the jury. Everything goes to the jury, they have it, and you have no idea what's going to come back. Even if everybody tells you what they think the outcome's going to be, you have no idea of what's going to happen. It has to be one of the most frightening moments that anybody can imagine, going through that process and then waiting to see what a jury says. All right, thanks to David for that, and all of you for listening. Remember to make it count, everybody.
Those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.